This is the son of PCJ.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio, heard on shortwave, satellite, and on local FM radio stations around the world. I should stress, great local AM and FM stations around the world. Hello to you all. It's really nice to have you with us. Now, a few things, actually, that I want to get to. As you know, we have, for the summer, actually, been running a series of special programs about Flash Frisbone, the DJ who just couldn't hold down a job. We have another few installments before we come to the end of that series, but we won't be bringing one to you today. The reason is today's show is a special program. Now, not too long ago, a long time ago, going back to 2009, a listener of ours in the United States suggested that Happy Station once a month feature one of some of the big bands of the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, right up to today. Yes, you're saying to yourself, 2009, it's a long time to start doing it. Well, that's because, I'm guilty to say it, but I actually had printed off that email thinking, okay, you know, we should start doing it the end of 2009. And I forgot. Yes. And I was cleaning stuff up on my desk and there it was. Yes. My desk is sort of the kind of place where if you put something, it just disappears. It disappears in front of your eyes. But it's technically still there. I say it's a desk that performs illusions or its magical tricks. Because something goes on my desk, really, you cannot find it. That just shows you the state of what it is. But anyway, I did find it, and we decided that we will do it starting this month. So Flash Frisbone is preempted this week, but we will be bringing it to you on next week's edition of the program. Now, what is this going to be about? Well, for the past 100 years, there have been some fantastic big bands out there. Big bands whose leaders may have passed away, but the band still lives on today as what they call ghost bands, or they reform the band with new players, and they continue to perform. I'm talking about really great bands here. Tommy Dorsey, for example, is one. And the one that we will feature on this, the first of this new series on Happy Station that we'll be featuring once a month. Today, we're going to be taking a listen to the music of the man himself, a man who became so synonymous with World War II and swing music, and that is Glenn Miller.
Mopping up soda pop Rickies to our heart's delight.
Dancing to swingaroo quickies, jukebox Saturday night.
Goodman and Kaiser and Miller help to make things bright.
Mixing hot licks with vanilla, jukebox Saturday night. They put nothing past us,
me and Honey Lamb.
Making one Coke last us
till it's time to scram.
Money, we really don't need that.
We make out all right.
Let the other guy feed that jukebox Saturday night.
After sipping a soda, we got a scheme. Somebody else plays the record machine. It's so easy to say pet names when you listen to the trumpet of Harry James.
We'll be right back.
wasn't, honey child, if I didn't know. All them little things I'm supposed to know. And I sure would be a sad man
if I didn't know.
Boom, 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 boom.
Money, we really don't need it. We'll make that all right. Let me out the guy feed that jukebox.
Jukebox Saturday Night with the Glenn Miller Orchestra from 1939. Glenn Miller was born March 1st, 1904. His full name is Alton Glenn Miller, and he became one of the most sought-after arranger composers during the 1930s. He had big band hits such as In the Mood, Moonlight Serenade, Pennsylvania 65,000, Chattanooga Choo Choo, At Last, I've Got a Gal in Kalamazoo, you know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I've Got a Gal, American Patrol, Tuxedo Junction, Little Brown Jug, and many others. But before Glenn Miller formed his own band, he played with a number of other orchestras, including some of the big names of American jazz and swing, Tommy Dorsey, or I should say, the Dorsey Brothers, even Stan Kenton, and many, many more. One of the first orchestras that he worked with was in the 1920s, a musician that is all but forgotten today by the name of Red Nichols. Nichols, in his day, the 1920s, was considered one of the top trumpet players in the world next to Louis Armstrong. Nichols' records in Europe sold by the thousands. And he gave Glenn Miller his start as a trombonist in his band, the Five Pennies. Sometimes they were five, but sometimes they were 10 members, but they were still called the Five Pennies. Now, speaking of Red Nichols, just for another moment, there was a movie that starred Danny Kaye and Barbara Bel Geddes in the 1950s, which was the biographical picture with a bit of fiction tossed in about Red Nichols. If you do see it on video or somewhere, do pick it up. It's a lot of fun to watch, and Danny Kaye's performance is phenomenal. But one of the first recordings of Glenn Miller playing trombone is with Red Nichols from 1927, a song called The New Yorkers.
New Yorker.
Red Nichols and His Five Pennies with The New Yorkers, featuring one of the first recording sessions of Glenn Miller. There was also another performer in that session that got his start with Red Nichols as well, and that was Benny Goodman. In the late 1920s and early 1930s, Glenn Miller worked as a freelance trombonist for several bands. He played with Tommy Dorsey and Benny Goodman when Goodman started his own band, and many, many others, including drummers like Gene Krupa, Coleman Hawkins, Pee Wee Russell. The list is just endless. But it wasn't until the late 1930s, when he formed his own band, that Glenn Miller became a household name. One of his early recordings as an independent band leader was from 1938, called My Reverie, featuring Ray Ellerby on vocals. My Reverie, Glenn Miller and his orchestra featuring Ray Ellerby on vocals, one of the first hits for Glenn Miller in 1938 that made its way to number 11 on the hit parade. You're listening to a special edition of Happy Station, the start of a new series where every month we will feature one of the best big band leaders and swing leaders of the 20th century, I should say. And also, we're going to be featuring some great vocalists as well, like Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sarah Vaughan, and Billie Holiday. If you wish to contact us to let us know what you think of the program, we would love to hear from you. Our email address is HS, which of course stands for Happy Station, @pcjmedia.com. Once again, HS at pcjmedia.com. And if you're going to be sending us an email, I would invite you to take a look at our website, where you can download this program as well as past programs by going to www.pcjmedia.com. Now, let's get back to the music of Glenn Miller. As we mentioned before, Glenn Miller played with some of the big bands in the 1930s as a freelancer before he started his own band. When he started his own band, he left the Dorsey Brothers Band. That was in 1936-1937. During that time, in the 1930s, before he formed his own band, he also performed as, he'd already had somewhat of a name for himself because people knew who Glenn Miller was. But he did appear in a movie in 1935 released on Paramount Pictures called The Big Broadcast of 1936 that featured the Ray Noble Orchestra with stars such as Bing Crosby, George Burns, Gracie Allen, Ethel Merman, Bill Bojangles Robinson. There's also a couple of performances there of Dorothy Dangerous and the Nicholas Brothers. Glenn Miller, of course, later went on to make two more movies for 20th Century Fox in 1941 and 1942, but this movie brought him wide attention. Now, people had already known, like I said, who Glenn Miller was, if they were big swing fans, but most people still really didn't know who he was. But in the 1930s, in the late 1930s, when swing was the thing, now there was, of course, the stereotypical Glenn Miller songs like In the Mood and Moonlight Serenade. But Glenn also ventured into swing jazz. Yes, swing jazz. Now, something that people, you know, who are jazz fans, they would never think of putting Glenn Miller in that category. But he did make a number of jazz recordings at that time that, of course, are based on swing. Let's take a listen now to two of them back to back, which are absolutely fantastic. The Jumpin' Jive, featuring Marion Hutton on vocals, and that will be followed by the Pagan Love Song.
Oh,
Pagan Love Song, and before that, The Jumpin' Jive. I should mention, by the way, the recordings that you're taking a listen to today are actually from real 78s, from my own collection that I processed recently to improve the fidelity on them. So yes, you're actually listening to 78s. They don't sound too bad, do they? Well, I mean, even if you listen to Glenn Miller recordings that are available on CD, and there are many of them, some do sound better than others. Now, I would recommend, if you do buy a CD of Glenn Miller, I would suggest you go for the ones that are issued by RCA. The reason is, they've done a fantastic job at mastering the original sessions. There are some budget CDs out there which sound absolutely horrible. In fact, one that I do have, and I was thinking of playing one track from it because it's a great song. But what they did is they took some original masters. Now, this is, of course, in the days when they were still cutting discs onto metal. This is before the use of tape. And they electronically channeled them to sound like stereo. And it doesn't sound like stereo. It just sounds like, well, user imagination of what the word could be. They just sound absolutely horrible, or they sound like complete rubbish, really. So do go for the real releases from the big record labels, because they've done some fantastic jobs at remastering them. Now, we're going to take a listen to two tracks that are from the Second World War. And no, it's not In the Mood. We'll play that a little bit later on, though. And it's not Moonlight Serenade. It's two other tracks that Glenn Miller had a hit with. One of them is a big hit. It was his number one hit, featuring the Modernaires, a vocal group that performed with Miller on many of his recordings. And it's the song I've Got a Gal in Kalamazoo, featuring Tex Beneke, who was also a bandleader in his own right. That'll be followed by a track that was recorded in around 1942 that was also a big hit for Benny Goodman, Mission to Moscow.
She's a toast of
Kalamazoo.
Years have gone by.
My, how she grew.
I liked her looks when I carried her books
in Kalamazoo.
I'm gonna send a wire hopping on a flight.
Leaving today.
Am I dreaming? I can hear screaming.
Hi, I'm Mr. Jackson. Everything's okay. K-A-L-A-M-A-C-O. Oh, what a gal. A real pimperoo.
I'll make my bid for that freckle-faced kid I'm hurrying to.
I'm going to Michigan to see the sweetest girl
in Kalamazoo.
Hey, L-A-M-A-Z-O.
real trip-a-roo. We're going to Michigan to see the sweetest gal in Kalamazoo. Zoo, 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 zoo.
Mission to Moscow. Before that, I've Got a Gal in Kalamazoo, Miller's big hit from 1942. Now, today, like I said, we're putting the spotlight on Glenn Miller. When the United States entered World War II, Glenn Miller, of course, well, he became Major Glenn Miller. His civilian band was put on hold because the other members, of course, either went off to other bands and also joined the service themselves. Glenn Miller then formed the Armed Forces Band. Glenn Miller and his Armed Forces Band. Has a great sound, doesn't it? He continued the tradition of what he was doing as a civilian band leader. But these recordings, especially the recordings that he made in London. Yes, Glenn Miller made a lot of recordings in London. Why, you may ask? Well, towards the tail end of the Second World War, Glenn Miller was contracted to do a weekly radio series for one of the, how would I put it, propaganda broadcasts directed to Germany at the end part of the war. They featured Glenn Miller, his Armed Forces Band, and Glenn Miller in the program would speak English. He would also speak German, and they would have little messages for POWs and play music requests from soldiers. The show was extremely popular. What is amazing about these sessions is they sound technically totally different from the ones that he was doing for RCA, and the body of work is just fantastic. They were recorded at the well-known, internationally famous Abbey Road Studios in London. Yes, the same Abbey Road Studios that artists like Frank Ifield, Helen Shapiro, the pop artists of the 1960s used, including Peter Sellers. The studio that they recorded in was their big studio, the same studio that the Beatles made their first recording session and all the previous ones that followed at Abbey Road with producer George Martin. We're going to take a listen to two tracks from that period, from 1944, and these do sound technically superior to the RCA ones. Tao and Charlie, followed by Everybody Loves My Baby.
Thank you.
Glenn Miller recorded in London at the Abbey Road Studios with his Air Force Band with Everybody Loves My Baby. And before that, Tail and Charlie. You're listening to the International Happy Station Show. Of course, our email is, as always, hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. We would love to hear from you. And, of course, our website, so you can listen to this program again, as well as past editions, or sign up to these programs in iTunes by going to www.pcjmedia.com. We now continue with more music from Glenn Miller, and this is one that, well, it's appeared in so many films, and when people think Glenn Miller, this is what they think of right away, In the Mood. In the Mood, a song that will be forever connected with Glenn Miller. Glenn Miller spent his last night alive on the outskirts of Bedfordshire in the United Kingdom. On December 15, 1944, Miller flew from the UK to Paris to play for soldiers there. But his plane never arrived. They departed from the RAF Twinwood Farm in Chapin, Bedfordshire, and disappeared while flying over the English Channel. There was no trace of the aircrew, passengers, and the plane was never found. Miller's status today is still, as it was then, missing in action. There are a lot of theories about what really happened to Glenn Miller, but some of them are a little bit strange. It's the kind of thing that happens when you have somebody really famous. It could be Elvis Presley, John F. Kennedy, and others. When they die at a very young age, under very, say, mysterious circumstances, there's a certain mystery that surrounds them, and then rumors start to fly. For sure, Glenn Miller died December 15th, 1944, but reported missing in action. But yet, his musical legacy will live on forever. Moonlight Serenade, Glenn Miller. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Happy Station from PCJ Radio. We would love to hear from you. Our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. And of course, our website is www.pcjmedia.com, where you can listen to this program again and catch all our other programs. And I just want to give you a quick program note on this week's edition of Media Network Plus with Paulette McCrory and myself. We're going to be continuing part two of our look at broadcasting during World War II. Also, by the way, we are on Facebook. Just do a search for PCJ Media and PCJ Radio. Click on Join the Group, and that's all you need to do. Next week, we will be continuing our series of Flash Frisbone, the DJ who just couldn't hold down a job. So, on behalf of our technician, Kevin Lee, our production assistant, Johan Backer, this is Keith Parent saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
My name's Colin Newell, and I'm the editor and creator of DXR.ca. Since the mid-90s, DXR.ca has been the go-to website for timely resources for the DXR, SWL, and broadcast listener. If you're looking for unbiased reviews of the most modern receivers and antennas, or are interested in participating in some of the more lively online forums all about radio, then come on by. DXR.ca, a world band radio website.
Hi, this is Bob Zanotti. Do you miss Swiss Radio International? If so, I invite you to visit my website, SwitzerlandInSound.com. Colorful and informative radio features about Switzerland, its destinations, interesting people, politics, culture, and even the two Bobs, SwitzerlandInSound.com, where English language radio from Switzerland lives on.